Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I was chatting with Jason about what a great sale I missed at Amazon. I missed getting the Echo Dot fourth generation. I missed getting what they call, this is their term, Fire 7 kids tablet. I missed that. I missed the Kindle Oasis. I missed the Echo Show 8. I missed the Blink video doorbell. I missed the Ring alarm system. I missed the this is really important. I missed the Amazon smart thermostat as well as the mesh Wi-Fi system. I can't believe it. I missed all those things. Didn't get them. What do you think, Greg?
Well, I missed them too. Isn't that amazing?
You know, yeah, people are buying these things. I just don't get it. None of it is necessary. You know, it's been reported, Greg, that Amazon, with the Ring doorbell system, has been secretly giving video of what the doorbell sees to the police. Secretly. Without the customer's approval. Secretly doing that. Can you imagine a big tech corporation doing something like that?
Yeah, I've been thinking, and today I want to be as blunt as I possibly can, because we really are in dire straits. I mean, if you've been sending your children to college and thinking they're going to get an education and things are going to get better, I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. I mean, when we've got the dictator in chief up there, the appointed person up there, telling how bad it is with people who do this and that being compromised, and then I saw a little clip on him speaking about all these things, and then seeing a clip on the right hand side at the same time of his son doing all these things and being involved in all these things. You realize that from the top down, no, there is no accountability. When you see Jeffrey Epstein's lead madam going to prison, but you hear nothing about her black book and all the people that are listed on there. You know, if the reality doesn't hit you that the elections are not going to change anything, you know, there's been a little bit of drop in price on fuel. I want people to think of that as a little bit of a blessing for you to prepare for what's to come. Giving you just a little bit more time to prepare. Take advantage of these things. Because we are in such a dire straits right now. How many of us can actually get on horseback with a saddlebag and a bedroll and cross large amounts of land and survive? I don't really think any of us can.
Yeah, well, Gwyneth has a horse, and she...
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. She's doing it now. But she has her own animals.
Right.
And she has...
Well, here's an interesting thing. You mentioned fuel. And I was talking with Kathy yesterday about this, privately. And I mentioned, I said, Kathy, are you guys having any problem with your outdoor equipment? Have you found that your engines aren't running right? Well, we're finding that the fuel doesn't smell right, and the chainsaws don't run right. They sputter with new fuel. And the reason I'm mentioning this to you, Greg, is I'm wondering, has the administration released that new 50% boost in ethanol in the fuel that's causing our equipment to run lousy? Or are we getting old, stale gas? It's one of those two things.
I think they're tearing apart our engines with the ethanol intentionally. They mean to see no vehicles on the road at all. I mean, when you've got 98% of us with glyphosates in our urine, when you've got glyphosates coming out of the sky, by the way, glyphosates don't evaporate with the water. We've got intentional culling going on. I mean, it's become obvious. You know, the news was out on the virus being man-created. The news was out on from the head of Pfizer that the virus itself had patented sequences in it. The news is out that the vaccine has patents on it. This was all planned genocide. You know, I don't know what else to say, Vincent, but people, Scripture's going to fulfill itself. The elections aren't going to change anything. Hopefully, they'll give us just a little bit more time to prepare, to put away a little bit more food. But I literally think we're going to be left without a supreme government. That's intentional. They intend to do it globally, and then they intend to install their government, their world government, with only 5% of us left. And they think that that's going to work out, that we're all going to participate, be their slaves. This never works out. We're in the end times.
And let me put an exclamation. Let me put an exclamation point on what you just said.
Yeah.
So, class, there's a study that was conducted to find out what level of business experience the officials in the Biden administration have. How many years of business experience? So, literally, America is a corporation. Here is how much. I'm not going to read all the names of these people, but I'll read the titles. This is like the top 68 officials. The president, Joe Biden, has zero years of business experience. The number two, Kamala, zero. The attorney general, Garland, zero. The secretary of agriculture, zero. Janet Yellen, secretary of the treasury, zero. Secretary of labor, zero. Secretary of Health and Human Services, zero. Secretary of Veterans Affairs, zero. Secretary of Homeland Security, zero. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, zero. Ambassador for Climate Change, zero. That's John Kerry. Office of Management and Budget Director. Office of Management and Budget. You would think that business would be required, right? Zero. Let's see. Secretary of Education. Zero. U.S. Trade Representative. Zero. Director of Economic Policy. COVID-19 Relief Team. Zero. Council of Economics Advisor. Zero. Chair of Economics Advisor, zero. Member of the Council of Economic Advisors, zero. National Economic Council policy, the head of that, zero. White House Director of Private Sector Engagement, zero. Chair of the Federal Communications Commission, zero. Director of OSHA, zero. Assistant to the President for Labor and Workers of the Domestic Policy Council. Zero. Under Secretary of State, Economic Growth, Energy, and Environment. Zero. Deputy Secretary of Commerce. Deputy Secretary of Commerce. Zero. Deputy Assistant to the President, Labor and the Economy. Zero. Assistant White House Climate, Special Assistant for the White House Climate Policy. Zero. National Security Council Director for International Economics. Zero. Department of Labor, Wage, and Hour Administration. Zero. Special Assistant to the President for Economic Policy. Zero. Deputy Director of the Economic Council. Zero. Director of Strategic Operations for the COVID-19 Relief Team. Zero. White House Senior Advisor for Small Business. Now, you know that this guy would have business experience, right? White House Senior Advisor for Small Business. Zero. Deputy Director of Domestic Policy, Council on Immigration. Zero. Special Assistant to the President for Manufacturing. Now, you know that that person would have business experience, right? Zero. Special Assistant to the President for Housing and Urban Policy. Zero. White House Office of Legislative Affairs. Zero. Special Assistant to the President for Education. Zero. I could go on, but you got the point. This is your administration. If you're wondering why nothing makes any sense at all, these guys have no experience whatsoever in business. None. None.
I'm gonna call them the zero cult, because that's what they are. It's a cult.
The chair of the Federal Trade Commission, zero. The council, a chair of the Council on Environmental Quality, zero. And the Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust. Now, does antitrust have anything to do with business? It has everything to do with business. This guy has zero experience in business. I'm not making this up. Dailymail.co.uk. Go look at it yourself. Don't believe a word I say or anybody else in media.
It sounds like Greg, if you want a job in administration, you better not have any business experience at all.
You know what?
Because
there was a great guy. There was a great guy. His name was Bob Giganti. And I used to listen to him on the radio. He came. He's broadcasting out of New York City, and he used the public name Bob Grant. Bob Grant. His real name was Bob Giganti. And one day, he was talking about this person who was promoted, and he was frosted. And he said, and I'm paraphrasing, you know why she was promoted? You know why? You know why? Because she passed a gynecological and pigmentation test. That was pretty much the last thing he said for quite a while. They threw him off the air. And if you look at this group on Daily Mail, of the people that I'm mentioning with zero business experience, I think they took the same test. It's called Biden's Top 68 Appointees Have Just 2.4 Years of Business Experience. That would be some of them.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, to be very clear, to make sure there's no misunderstanding, I am saying that we need the very best people possible. The very best people available with morals, ethics, honesty, loyalty, dedication, who are willing to work hard. That's what we need, regardless of whether they be black or white or red or tan or yellow. Color is not the deciding factor, nor is sex. Okay? If the best person happens to be either male or female or one of the races, the most important thing is that it's the best person for that job. That is what's really important. And that they have the knowledge base to do what they're supposed to do. I got to tell you, I am really frustrated every single day when I try to communicate with someone that I don't know because I need to get something for the farm. They're selling it on the internet and they have a cell phone and I have, and I'm trying to text them with my computer. They don't respond. You know, they say they've got this item, and I say, great, I'd like to pick it up. They don't respond. May I call you and find out a little bit more information because it's an hour each way, and I want to make sure that I get there and that I understand what I'm getting and I bring the right equipment to take it home? They don't text me back. They don't communicate. They don't know how. You can ask them three questions, and they give you a one-word response that partially addresses one of the three questions. This is where we're headed. Now, who did this to us? Well, it's a combination of the school system. It's a combination of...
And are you even getting a human response, or is it AI technology?
I have no idea. I have no idea. And it's beyond frustrating. Class, let me share something else with you. This is really important. This is in Germany. So maybe it doesn't affect us. Well, maybe it does. So Deutsche Bank is now saying to the German households, it's going to get pretty cold. So if Nord Stream 1 doesn't, the pipeline with gas to heat the houses, doesn't come back on in about a week, it's going to be a big problem. So those of you who can heat with wood, you ought to be thinking about that. They're modeling this scenario. Deutsche Bank is modeling this scenario right now because the gas has been turned off by Russia. Germany put itself in a precarious position. They did it to themselves. And here's what that means. So, yeah, they might have a real problem generating electricity and heating their houses and their factories. Now, if they can't heat their factories, are you going to be able to get the parts for your German vehicles? Well, what would that be? That would be Volkswagen, BMW, Mercedes. Is that a problem for you? Maybe it's not. Maybe it is. What about Siemens Electric? What about them? What about how interwoven all these companies are making parts for each other and nobody makes a complete unit for sale? They only make sub-assemblies and components.
Let me put an exclamation point on that. A friend of mine has a BMW. I have not seen that BMW for 2 months. And I finally said, where is it? He says, waiting for parts. They can't find.
BMW has done something beyond dumb, in my opinion. And I'll tell you what it is. So you're going to think I'm kidding, class. I'm not. This is absolutely true. BMW has figured out that they can sell a subscription for the front seat heaters of their vehicles. So you buy a BMW, it has built-in heated seats in the front. Now, if you want to turn that on, you have to enroll in a subscription and pay $18 a month or $300 for a year or $450 for a lifetime of heated seats. Now, if that doesn't frost BMW owners, nothing will. This technology is built into the vehicle. It already has the heated seats. All you need to do is get on the internet with your smartphone and pay for the subscription to turn it on. Some people think that this is going to save them money because if they don't need heated seats, they're going to save money. They've lost their minds.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some good economic news this morning. U.S. retail sales rose 1% in June. Consumers spent more across a wide range of goods, while inflation reached a new four-decade high. Wholesale inflation was over 11% last month. President Biden in the Middle East says he wants to still negotiate a nuclear deal with terror-sponsoring Iran.
I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid on the same stage was blunter.
Diplomacy will not stop them. The only thing that will stop Iran is knowing that if they continue to develop their nuclear program, the free world will use force.
President Trump announced the death of his ex-wife, Ivana. She died in her New York City home and may have fallen down the stairs. USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hong Kong stock market fell 2% as tech stocks declined, and Asian markets were mixed as China's gross domestic product missed expectations. China's GDP grew 0.4% in the second quarter, as compared with 4.8% in the first quarter. The political bias from the Department of Justice regarding harassment of Supreme Court justices and Merrick Garland's unwillingness to enforce the law led to an attempted assassination of one of the conservative justices. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Newsmax says this blind eye by Merrick Garland is an impeachable offense.
The main thing is we gotta take our message to the American people, not get overconfident, but campaign in a confident way, win back the majority. If the country gives us the majority in the House, I think everything should be on the table. When it comes to the Attorney General, just go back to this issue. You have a statute on the book that says if protesters are at Supreme Court justices' homes right, trying to impact and influence a decision, that is against the law. 18 U.S.C. Section 1507, and he refuses to prosecute any of these protesters. Yep. Confirming something that I think is very scary, we now have one of the key agencies in the executive branch joining in the effort to intimidate a separate and equal branch of government, the judicial branch.
As the media continues their attacks on President Trump, it's business as usual for President Trump. His decision about another presidential bid, Trump said, will happen between Labor Day and the midterm elections. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's
hot. Today, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I want to give you the correct information. The numbers weren't right. So 1 month of heated seats for the subscription, just 1 month, is $18 for a BMW. This is from TheVerge.com. 1 year is $180. 3 years is $300. And an unlimited subscription to turn on the heated seats that are on your seats right now, if you have one of these vehicles, would be $415. So 1 month, $18. 1 year, $180. 3 years, $300, unlimited, $415. So the accountants, somebody let the accountants loose. That's what happened. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Greg.
Yeah, I got a quick comment on this stuff, Vince, but I got a comment on the news. I just can't hardly stand the stupidity of this news, and they just expect people to swallow it. So they said consumer spending was up 1%, but inflation was up 11%. Okay, so let's figure this out, you know? It's like put two and two together, folks. People are spending way less, but they're having to spend more just to get the consumer spending up 1%. It's just, that's so stupid. I can't even hardly fathom it.
So,
you know?
So what you're saying, Kyle, is that they are releasing more digits from their wallet and they're getting less, but the news has spun that into letting people think this is good news for the economy. People are spending more. There's nothing farther from the truth. Spending more and getting less is not good news. You hit the nail right on the head. Greg, any comments?
Well, there you go. Fuel. There's your, you know, there's a good reason right there. They got to get to work. Yeah, so deceptive.
Very, very, yeah, very deceptive.
I won't take up a bunch of time, Vince, but I just had one thing. You know that guy, they're talking, you were just going over all of these people in Biden's cabinet or whatever you want to call it, the cabal, that don't have any business experience. I wish somebody would do a deep dive, because these people are the ones that are making the policy decisions. You know, Biden is just an evil, communist-controlled sock puppet. Who barely can, barely a shell of a human being. That's just the reality of who it is. So these people are the ones making decisions. I'd like to find out a deep dive into these people. How many of them are communists or ties to the Chinese or ties to, other communist governments? I'd like somebody to do a deep dive into who these people really are. If the people over there in England or whatever is listening, let's do a real good deep dive into that so that people get a good idea of what it is, that who's really running the country.
Okay, let me just read this little piece. And so this is from dailymail.co.uk. Quote, Biden's top 68 appointees have just 2.4 years of experience. Analysis finds, including 62% of officials who have virtually no private sector experience on their work records. Goes on to say, quote, economists Stephen Moore and John Decker analyzed the work records and resumes of 68 officials, including Biden and his cabinet members and advisors. They found that 62% of Biden appointees who deal with business matters, economic policy, regulation, commerce, energy, and finance have virtually no business experience. Only 1 in 8 were found to have extensive business experience, and their average business experience was 2.4 years. End quote. One in eight.
Let's just put some emphasis on that. What they're telling us is they want people in office that they can manipulate that have no experience because they don't know any better. What we have is a manipulatable leadership, 100%. We need to start thinking about it that way. They don't want experience. In fact, anybody with experience, for instance, Trump's business experience, they hate because he's not as manipulative.
You know, Greg, I think it's way worse than that. I think those people are nothing more than ideologues who have an agenda, and I think their whole idea, their whole motivation, is to try to bring this country down. I think it's way worse than manipulatable. I think these people are insane.
I would imagine all of them are listed in that little black book that we'll never see.
Yep. I agree. I won't keep you guys. I didn't want to interrupt too long, but I just wanted to throw that in there. And thanks, Vince, for all you do. You too, Greg. Thank you, guys.
Kyle, we'll see you. We'll see you next Thursday. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's Kyle in Montana, USA Prepares instructor. So, Greg, here's something that we should mention. And the media uses words that are I don't know, designed to conjure up thoughts that maybe aren't right. For example, I'm reading a headline, quote, Texas factories dial back power usage to balance strained grid, end quote. They dial back. What they really mean is they have shut down operations, shut switches off that use electricity so that the grid in Texas doesn't collapse. They are trying to avoid rolling blackouts as they have a heat wave in Texas. We have the same heat wave here in Missouri. So it's called ERCOT, Electric Reliability Council of Texas. So what they're telling people is y'all better shut down some of your heavy electric consumers, meaning devices that consume a lot of electricity. So there is a plant, a General Motors plant in Texas, in Arlington, that produces SUVs. And well, the Chevrolet, GMC, and Cadillac brands, they are shutting down their usage. Toyota is. Bitcoin miners have shut down because there's not enough electricity for those guys. So really what we have is, and Tesla. Tesla advised their people who have these stupid electric cars to not charge them during the peak hours of 3 in the afternoon to 8 in the evening. People who have pools, swimming pools that have filters and electric motors that drive hydraulic pumps, water pumps to move the pool water, are advised knock it off. So people are don't shower, don't be using electric hot water heaters. Turn up the thermostat on your air conditioner. And then there are people who have been really conned and bought these smart thermostats, and they've agreed, by not reading the terms and conditions, to the electric utility companies being in control of the thermostats. So these people are sleeping at night, and they're finding, like, it's getting warmer and warmer and warmer. And that's because the thermostat, the smart one, has been controlled by the long reach of the electric utilities. This is beyond...
Through their smart meter.
Right.
It communicates all the information. In fact, if anybody doesn't know, I encourage you to investigate this. That smart meter knows by the signature of the current going through exactly what you're running in your house and how often. They can tell whether you're running your microwave. They can tell whether you're running a coffee maker, an air conditioner. It all registers and communicates back to the power company.
So, class, you know, there are knowns. And so, for example, people generally go to work first shift, right? They leave in the morning, they get home at night. What happens when they get home? A lot of people take showers because of COVID. So they know if you have an electric hot water heater because it clicks on. And that uses an enormous amount of electricity. A hot, electric hot water heater is probably number two. A heat pump would be number one in terms of consuming electricity at your home. So they know that you've got an electric hot water heater. They know that you've got an electric heat pump. They know that you heat and cool with the heat pump. They know that you have an electric dishwasher because your hot water kicks on when you start washing dishes. They know when you take a bath because of the water you use. They know. And if you don't comply, you know what they're going to do? They're going to shut down remotely areas of the grid. It's either let the wires melt down, literally, the transformers, have them explode, literally, or force you to use less electricity. And the way they do that is by shutting off electricity, rolling power blackouts. You've all been conned. Now, one, it's partially the fault of the consumer as well, because these consumers have bought stupid things that they don't need. You don't need to have a computer running in a box so that you can say, turn on the lights, please. Turn off the lights, please. Make them a little brighter, please. Would you get that song for me, my favorite song? You know, you don't need that. You can shut off your computers. You can conserve electricity. You can do that. Or we can all lose electricity. Now, in Greg's case, and in my case, and Gwyneth's case, we're pretty well set.
How's your art coming along? Ready to shut the doors?
Well, I pretty much have shut the doors. Seriously.
There you go. Thank you.
You know, I was talking to...
I'd love to hear that, because that's what you need to consider your place. An art. Are you working on your art? Because the flood is around us. It's not started raining. It's pouring right now. If you don't your art ready to shut those doors and just let the cleansing happen, then, I cannot emphasize how important it is to do that. Go ahead.
You know, Greg, we have become so dependent on things. There was a neighbor who couldn't keep air in a tire. Okay? It had a defective Schrader valve. Now, we probably have a couple hundred Schrader valves. They're these little spring-looking things that fit inside the tire valve. You screw them in with a little tool. That one little thing kept that guy from using that piece of equipment because he couldn't keep air in the tire. Tire shops throw them away. We don't throw them away. We keep hundreds of them. You know, a used one, we take it out, and if it looks like it's usable later on, we keep it. Put it in a jar, close the jar to keep the air out of it, so the rubber components will last longer. We are dependent on little things. I have a Mercedes that the air conditioning quit on because of the... there's one little part, one expansion valve that quit. Now, it's been working since 1996. It just quit. Now, I cannot run air conditioning without this thing. So I had to buy one. It was inexpensive. It was about $20. And I know how to do it, and I can fix it. But what about the average person who is going to spend $1,000 to fix their air conditioning system? Because the mechanic is going to say, well, gee, this is terrible. Wow, you know, it looks like, you know, when this happens, it could be the compressor, so we'll get a new compressor that's $506, and we need new refrigerant, we have to evacuate it, and it's $100 to evacuate it because of the EPA, and the refrigerant is now three times what it was a year ago, so that's pretty expensive, and then we need a new expansion valve, and we need a new receiver dryer, and it's going to take 3 hours of labor. So it'll come in about $1,000 for a $20 part, because the customer doesn't know what really needs to be done. And he's trusting people who want to rip him off. Everything's broken. Everything is broken. We'll be right back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg Jules, Greg Rusher, RealWaterIndependence.com, RealWaterIndependence.com. You can buy his book there. Greg, I have three things I'd like to mention very quickly. I'll do my best. Class, consider getting a garden hose, a new garden hose if you don't have one, a good quality one. Sam's Club has them on sale, 120 feet for $34.99. I bought one. Why? Because I may need to put out a fire with it. I may need it to move drinking water. I may need it to move water for the animals. So I bought a 120-foot one for $34.99 shipped. And that's Sam's Club. It's a really darn good hose. Okay, next. Air conditioning, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Parts are in very short supply. The refrigerant has gone up 2 and 3X if you can get it. So what's happening is people who have air conditioning systems for their homes and businesses can't get them fixed because the parts are not available. So you need all the parts. Whatever is wrong, you need all the parts to fix it. You can't, if it has 9 parts and that you need to get the system working and you can get 8 of them, you can't get it working. Very quickly, one more thing I'd like to read. This is from one of our students. Hello, Vincent. I've been keeping up with the discussion and progress of the campsites that you're building. I think it's a brilliant idea. Sounds like you're making good progress. I'd love to have more information about the campsites and how to make reservations when you're finished with the project. I live in Northwest Louisiana and frequently visit Ozark Mountain region of Arkansas during late fall through early spring. Within the next 5 years, I plan to purchase land and move to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. I'd love to come up and explore Missouri. Perhaps I could stay a couple nights at your campsite while I'm exploring the area. I'm a cold-weather camper. Hopefully, your camp will be open year-round. Yes, it will. I took your advice, and I've acquired a couple German Shepherds. One is female and is now 2 years old. The other we just acquired is an 8-week-old male. I just started following your podcast during the beginning of the COVID pandemic, and that's about the time that I acquired the first dog. I remember you're discussing The print dog food shortage. I've already begun stockpiling dog food previously, and I'm now sitting at a roughly 500 pounds of adult Purina dog food. I've just begun stocking up the new puppy at about 75 pounds. I've noticed that the bags have been reduced from 50 pounds to 48 and now down to 46, while the price continues to increase. At my local grocery store, I'm lucky to find one or two bags available, and of course I buy them. I've begun trying my hand at gardening the past season with potatoes in containers, regular potatoes and sweet potatoes. Unfortunately, my dog dug up about a quarter of them. This year, I switched to blueberries and strawberries in containers. They're producing very little, but they're still alive, and I'm learning how to care for them. In the meantime, I stock up on canned goods, dry goods, such as beans, rice, oats, and pasta. I keep my freezer full of meat, and as soon as I have the resource, I plan to buy a chest freezer and a solar battery bank to run the freezer. It's continuous work, but I continue to chip away at it a little at a time. Thank you, Vincent, for sharing your life experiences and your vast knowledge with your class. I look forward to each and every podcast. Signed, Daniel. That applies to all of us. That's not just me, class. That applies to all of your instructors. They are the best in the world. Greg, Bert, each one of the instructors is the best there is. And they're with us for regular broadcasts. And they work really hard. These are people who do it, not people who read about it and regurgitate it like most of radio. We actually do what we talk about. Greg, back to you.
Yes, Vincent, and that is really the bottom line right now is if you want to survive, if you want to see the events that have been prophesied come true and see them with your own eyes and your children's eyes and everything, you've got to be prepared. I mean, you're going on a boating, let's think of it this way, you're going out on a rowboat in the ocean. You need your life jacket, and you need it now, because that water is rough. You need to have your ark in tip-top condition. You need to have everything you can do for life. And I would also like to add, every night that you pray with your family or yourself, depending on who you're with, your loved ones, you need to ask where you need to be and ask for the help to get there, so that you can get that goal, so you can meet that goal. Because we're not in a position right now where we can sit here and plan on our future if the economy gets better or it doesn't get better, because it is not going to get better. It's going to become much worse before we see anything. Back to you, Vincent.
I pray every night. I pray for guidance and strength and endurance to get done what we need to get done what I need to get done, to balance the broadcast with the farm work and not lose the farm. And literally I do. And I was talking with Kathy yesterday about that. And I have been given a really tough cross to bear. I haven't told the class. It's unbearable, or almost unbearable, just on the edge of unbearable. And I believe that God would not have given me this cross to bear if he didn't think I could do it. And I'm not going to say, well, it's kind of tough, and I'm going to give up, and I'm going to eat bonbons and watch TV. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to get through it. And it's been brutal. And you don't know that, but now you do. Now you know that there's something that's been tasked to me that I need to do that's just barely attainable. But I'm going to do it. And that's exactly what you're talking about. I ask for the strength and the guidance from my God. Greg, thank you so much. I really value your contributions, your time teaching class that takes you away from the things that you're doing normally to survive.
Thank you, Vincent. Greg. Amen.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years.
To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.